Baha'i's Chief Missing. Monday, April 29, 1912, Chicago, Chicago, Illinois News. Abdul Baha, head of cult, disappears on his way to convention in Chicago. Puzzles his followers. Left Washington with Oriental suite last night. Faith has 40 million adherents elsewhere. Where is Abdul Baha, son of Baha'u'llah, who took the place of the Bab in the Baha'i movement in the Muslim countries, who was coming to Chicago today to preach universal brotherhood of man? Chicago Baha'ists, there are said to be some 40 million followers in the world, ask each other this question and fail to find an answer. In the Corinthian Hall in the Masonic Temple building, 170 delegates attending the Baha'i Convention waited for the leader of the movement. Abdul Baha was last head of in Washington, D.C. Louise R. Waite, corresponding secretary of the Baha'i Women's Assembly, 5217 Winthrop Avenue, received a telegram today saying that Abdul Baha had left Washington last night. Accompanied by Saeed Hassad Ullah, Mirza Mahmoud, and Amin Farid, he had started for Chicago. A suite was reserved for him at the Hotel Plaza. Ignorant of his whereabouts, "None of us knows where Abdul Baha is," confessed Dr. Frederick N. Nutt, president of the Chicago Executive Board of the Baha'i Movement. "We rather expected him to appear before the convention today, but circumstances can easily intervene. You see, Abdul Baha will remain wherever he sees there is opportunity to do good." This opportunity might have been presented at some buy station, some stopping place. He would not pause, he would leave the train. Another difficulty in keeping trace of him is his dislike of publicity of any sort. A delegation of Baha'ists in New York chartered a tug to go out and meet his ship when he arrived in this country several weeks ago. Through one of his suite, he asked that the delegation disperse quietly. Albert Hall of Minneapolis, Minnesota, president of the Temple Unity, a branch of the Baha'ist movement founded for the building of a temple of worship, was also at a loss to account for the whereabouts of Abdul Baha and his original suite. "We have received absolutely no word from him," he declared. "We know that he had planned to arrive in Chicago today, and a suite was engaged for him at a Northside hotel. But there is no telling where he is at present." Object of the movement. The object of the Baha'i movement, according to booklets issued by one of them, is the establishment of a universal religion on which will be the foundation of interreligious, interracial, and international brotherhood and peace. It aims to offer to mankind practical basis of unity. This movement began in Persia in 1844. There arose a teacher known as the Bab, meaning the door or gate, who proclaimed the coming of the greater teacher and died a martyr. Baha'u'llah, meaning the glory of God, appeared soon afterward and was subject to imprisonment and all manner of suffering at the hands of the Oriental despots because of his teachings. He was sent an exile and prisoner to the Turkish penal colony of Akka in Syria, where he died in 1892. With him went his son, Abdul Baha, meaning the servant of God, who was released from the prison in 1908 at the fall of the old Turkish government. Abdul Baha's stay in Washington was most successful. He was a guest of several Washington hostesses, and Mrs. A. J. Parson, said to be one of Washington's wealthiest women, kept open house for the Baha'ist leader.